There weren't nearly enough people yelling at you on the podcast.
I know, it was kind of nice.
No, it was terrible. You kept just saying stupid things, and people were kind of like, okay, instead of, you know, just screaming at you like they should. Exploding Barrel Podcast for June 25th, 2010. This is Michael Minotti, back at last, and I'm joined by my brother, Edge Guy.
Yo.
And, well, I guess we're going to get back to it, eh?
Indeed, until I leave again.
Right, yeah. Well, we'll get to that later. Hey, so everybody who filled in for me, you all did a great job, even if I thought you didn't yell at AJ enough. So, I guess today's show, is there much news?
Mm-hmm.
There's news? Okay.
There's always that little post-E3 trickle.
Right. Okay, so there's news. Then we'll do the quiz. We got our Let's Go topical that's still very E3-oriented. And then, after that, there's still some things about E3 I feel like I still need to talk about. We'll get to it. You know, you actually have someone on the show now who's been there.
Yeah, I know. This is crazy.
Right, isn't it, though? So, we'll get to that, and then we'll talk about the game releases and anything we've been playing, which probably hasn't been too much between us, I imagine. So why don't you get to the news?
Stuff. Okay. First, of course, Sony doesn't think too highly of the Nintendo 3DS.
What?
No. Kaz Hirai.
They're not impressed.
Had this to say. Based off internally conducted research, Naked Eye 3D for portables does not have high precision, and at present there are limitations. Mike, you use the 3DS. Do you agree or disagree?
First, I just want to say that didn't Sony also dismiss the Wii motion controls?
Yeah. And then 5 years later, they're making the move, so.
Right. So, well, look. You know, of course they're not going to come out and be like, yeah, we love it. Just go and buy one, guys. It's great. I don't, you know, whatever. Look, I had no problems with the 3DS. I actually thought it was by far the best thing on the show. I loved it, so. I don't know. He said even that he didn't play the 3DS. He's just talking about the technology that he thinks it has.
Yeah.
So, you know, whatever. Of course, he's not going to be too impressed. There are some people, though, who are like, oh, it didn't work as well for me, or, you know, I have a headache. There must be a lot of people out there who just, like, immediately get a headache anytime they look at something in 3D. I don't seem to have that issue.
I think we're immune to it because we've been watching Muppet Vision from a very young age.
Yeah, there you go. See, 10 years from now, this won't be a problem, because all the kids will grow up with 3D.
Right. Next. Let's see. Last week, I was talking about Sonic Adventure and Crazy Taxi coming to Xbox Live Arcade and PSN, but as with all good things in life, there's a catch. Sonic Adventure will only be in 4x3. They were, for whatever reason, unable to widescreen it. Crazy Taxi is losing all of its zany licenses. No more Taco Bell and Pizza Hut runs, and no more Offspring music.
I'm more upset about losing the soundtrack for Crazy Taxi.
I am, too. I mean, the nice thing is I could just download that song and play it on my Xbox, and it's not
too
different. Because to me, that was the appeal of that game. It was like, that's how you knew there was Crazy Taxi in the arcade. You could hear off in the distance, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah, it's Crazy Taxi.
Yeah, I honestly would not want to play Crazy Taxi without that song, I have to be honest.
That was like the only song in the game I really did like, too, so if it's just that song on a loop,
right.
I'm fine.
As far as Sonic, whatever.
Yeah.
I had an epiphany at E3, actually.
Ooh, what's that?
Well, Sega had a booth, and you could play Sonic the Hedgehog 4, Episode 1, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I actually played the Wii version, because the line was slightly shorter, and it basically just kind of looked a little uglier, but it was the same thing. And, you know, I played it, and it was basically Green Hill Zone, you kind of had a homing attack. It was Sonic, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And this was the game that we had begged for, wasn't it?
Yes.
We had begged for them to do it.
Mm-hmm.
He said, please do this. And I don't know, it didn't do anything for me.
No? I don't think you didn't seem to like having the homing attack.
But even besides, yeah, and I didn't like that, because it just seemed contradictory to the whole, we're going to make this as old school as possible. It was like if the charge shot was in Mega Man 9. It just makes no sense.
Mm.
But just besides that, I don't know. I just wasn't feeling it. And then there was Sonic Colors, which is, like, you know, that's another new 2D Sonic game. So, besides the conflicting messenger, I played that, and I just, you know, it was very much like the day levels from Sonic the Werehog, or whatever the hell that game was called.
Unleashed.
Yes. And, you know, there's a lot of crazy stuff, and I had no idea what was going on. And I was just kind of, you know, I was just kind of sitting there, just kind of taking all of this in. I was trying to process what this meant to me. I noticed there's, like, this little girl, like must have been 5 years old, on the floor of the giant booth, just playing Sonic Colors. And I hear, like, the PR person whisper to somebody else, like, she's been here all day, she only likes to play this game, isn't that adorable? And I think I'm ready to let go of Sonic now.
Oh, no.
I think I'm not angry about it anymore. I'm not upset. I have no more demands of what Sonic should be or can be. It's not for us. And, you know, I guess that's how it is. It's okay now. Don't send me messages via text that people
well,
can't see.
It's a spoiler.
Right, okay.
But it is funny.
But seriously, though, you know how upset I've been. We've been about Sonic for so long. I think I had one really long Sonic rant on here that at least some people seem to remember.
Yes.
Because it gets brought up every once in a while. But I don't know. I thought that Sonic 4 was what I wanted, and it wasn't. And, you know, I'm not going to be... I can't tell them what I want anymore because I don't know what I want. I think it's just... I don't know.
You're done.
We're done. You know, so I know it's... Maybe Sonic just isn't for us, and that's okay.
You gave me a good segue.
So on that note,
because Sega is quite sad that Sonic 4 footage leaked a few months ago, particularly the minecart level.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Because apparently that was a stolen build and it wasn't polished yet, and they're very sad. Like they want to listen to the fan feedback, but they won't listen to the right feedback, and they don't feel that that was a proper representation of the final game. Although Destructoid's Jim Sterling asked an unknown Sega rep if the delay of the game was in part to deal with the minecart level, and the guy apparently just smiled and nodded.
Jim Sterling.
Your fake
My
nemesis.
Old foe. Yeah. My nemesis has no idea who I am.
So, yeah. Let's see. The new Xbox 360s do not red ring, but now they have something I think people are starting to call it the red eye. No, this is not a Red Dead Redemption thing. Basically, the system just realizes when it's starting to overheat where it would have gotten into a red ring position, and it just kind of shuts itself off.
I'm kind of... this is a little silly to me, because I've been getting, like, emails from people about the word, like, everyone's like... Everyone is literally on, let's wait to see when the new Xbox breaks mode, so that we can laugh about it. And it's coming off as kind of pathetic to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, are we really... Look, of course some of them are going to break. I mean, it's that's going to happen. Unless it's, like, an epidemic again, then sure, we can give them shit about it, but this whole, like, let's wait and watch them fail thing. What? Come on. We have nothing better to do?
Nope.
Yeah, move on.
Hear about all the iPhone 4 troubles?
No, you mean that you can't hold it, like, at the one spot?
Apparently, yeah, I watched a video of it, like, a guy, like, would, like, have an iPhone sitting on the table, 4 bars, and as soon as he held his hand, just like you would hold a phone... Nothing fancy about it. You just watch, boom, 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 as the bars went away to no service. And he set
apparently
it back down, and they came right back.
Apparently this can all be fixed with a case.
Yeah, which, nice little $30 upsell, I guess. They're also saying that they're susceptible to this weird yellow coloration on the screen that was also a problem with the IMAX when they first came out, the new ones.
The I what?
The IMAX.
Oh, Max.
Yeah.
Okay, I heard, like, Max. Like, to the max. I'm like, what's an IMAX?
No, plural of Mac.
Mm. I get it now.
Yes.
Is it like a original Game Boy yellow tint?
Kind of. It's weird. They also,
next.
Apparently the white iPhone 4s don't come out till like the end of July because they're harder to make.
Cool.
Okay. Let's see. Sony, infamous for their 10-year life cycles... are now declaring that the PSP has a 10-year life cycle. And that... Oh, it gets better.
Wait, no. Oh, no.
It gets better. Ready? Ready?
Yeah, yeah.
They feel that right now, 60 million units sold worldwide, the PSP is just hitting its stride. Because, you know, taking 5 years for your system to hit its stride is fantastic.
I don't... It was funny for a second, now it's just sad. Come on, get real. We'll talk about this more.
Okay.
Let's go topical.
Cool.
I seem to have always this kind of one what the hell are they thinking with the PSP question? And let's go topical. But I don't know.
It's true. Next. I like how they basically admitted that the PSP Go was just like an experiment. Like, they didn't even research. Yeah. They're like, let's see what happens.
Yeah, I like how, like, basically it's kind of like a fuck you to anyone who bought one. Like, thanks for taking part in our $250 survey.
Basically, yeah.
What'd you think of it? Well, I didn't like it. Well, that's good. It won't make you buy any more in the future.
Yeah, and
it just
upsets me because now people are like, oh, see, digital distribution can't work for a console. I'm like, no, they didn't try very hard.
Whatever.
Yes.
I told you it was going to suck way before it did.
That's true. Okay, let's keep going. Gran Turismo 5 is getting a track editor. It's pretty crazy.
That is crazy.
Also, in the Sly Cooper collection, they kind of made a big deal about how it was going to be all in 3D. Well, only Sly 3 is in 3D, because parts of that game was originally in 3D, so they were able to make the whole game 3D, but they couldn't do it for 1 and 2.
Why were parts of Sly 3 in 3D to start with?
It had, like, anaglyph red-blue glasses in the pack.
Oh, I kind of remember
yeah.
that.
Yeah. So I guess because of that underlying technology in that game's tech, they were able to add it, but they couldn't do it to 1 and 2.
Yeah, it seems like it would be kind of hard to go back to an old game and, like, make it from 3D and
scratch. Well, not really. I mean, if the engine's in 3D, the 3D data's there.
I guess.
It's not like, I mean, PC games have actually been in stereoscopic 3D for quite a while, and it's not like the games are coded for 3D. It just reads the 3D data.
Oh. I don't really know very much about how 3D works.
Yeah. No one does. So the Doom callers have pointed out that Microsoft, on its own official website store, is now listing the Kinect at $150. But Microsoft...
I think we need to accept that this is going to be the price.
Well, no, because they've come out once again and said it's just a placeholder. Again, my theory being that they can't lose sales to, like, directly to GameStop or anyone else who has a $150 price up, so they have to start taking pre-orders, and they need a price. So again, just going with that, and... They keep saying they're going to have the price announced before GamesCon in August. Honestly, if it is $150, I will be a little surprised. I think it still might be. But I think if they could come out with this thing being $99, and that's put up against the $99 Move, which needs more accessories for a comparable experience,
okay.
They're well positioned.
You need to stop thinking about this as competing with the Move. Because, you know, frankly, who cares? They got to compete with the Wii.
True.
But moving on.
Okay. Reggie has said that the 3DS will be in all major markets by March 31st, and there's rumors that it can make it to the U.S. as early as Christmas.
No way it's coming out here this year.
Yeah, I didn't think. I mean, they even said that...
They were mostly showing tech demos at
yeah,
the show.
Yeah, at E3, it wasn't even final hardware design. There's no way it's going to be ready by December.
Yeah, no way. I'm kind of surprised by March, even.
I think March is doable. To have a decent launch supply... You probably need a good solid, I don't know, I'm just really guessing here, but I'd say 6 months of production and shipping and everything.
We're hardly the ones to guess on production times. I don't know. That seems earlier than I would have thought. I was kind of assuming Christmas 2011.
I was always kind of saying spring of 2011. That's when the DS came out.
I guess.
Yep. Microsoft is introducing, in this fall, a $99 a year Xbox Live Gold Family Plan. Gets you 4 gold accounts. You can set one of the 4 accounts as, like, the parent account. It can just, like, you have to buy Xbox points through the parent account, and they're distributed to the under accounts. And
how much is this again?
$99 for the year. So you're getting 4 accounts for the price of 2 for a family.
Okay.
Not a bad deal.
I still kind of wish that you could just enable an Xbox to be online instead of enabling accounts.
That would be
more
true.
Like a real internet. Like, I don't have to have a separate internet than, say, Chris, who lives here also.
Yeah.
But whatever.
Okay. There's a new Wii system update out that, again, all it does is just deletes homebrew channels.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. See, if they really wanted to get people to stop using the homebrew channel... They should have the update have something really good in it, too, so that you want to update it, because it's not like you have to.
I guess.
Like, if you're using Homebrew Channel, you're probably savvy enough to know not to update your Wii right away every time an update comes out.
I guess. Sure. Okay. Whatever, Homebrew Wiis. Just use your PC, like, right across the room to do that stuff. Oh, I gotta play adventure games on my Wii instead of using a mouse.
Oh, no, wait a minute. Curse Monkey Island with a Wiimote is awesome.
I bet.
It is. Sweet.
Yeah, sure.
Microsoft is paying iPhone and Android developers to port their games to Windows Phone 7. Probably not a bad idea, really.
I guess it's not a bad idea. It's not an exciting idea. Can we move on?
Okay. Activision is hesitant to support Move and Kinect because they are worried about the price of the peripherals. This from the company that has sold you countless guitars, drums, turntables, and skateboards.
Maybe they've learned.
I guess so.
Maybe they're worried that it's going to replace their expensive peripherals.
That's also a very, very valid point. I mean, really, if you think about what Kinect's capable of tracking, you wouldn't need a Tony Hawk ride board. You could just do that in pantomime or standing on a piece of wood.
I guess. Tony Hawk ride. Tony Hawk shred.
Not that I want to see, like, the new Tony Hawk ride game using Kinect or anything.
You know what I wish I played at E3, but I didn't, was that Shaun White
skateboard. I still haven't seen
again.
Video of it yet.
It looked kind of cool. I don't know.
What you kept saying, yeah.
Maybe it was just me.
All right. Final Fantasy XIV so far will be skipping Xbox Live because of the closed nature of the platform, which confuses me because Final Fantasy XI came out for the
360. But it was all weird, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, you don't think Square's going to have some weird front end to this game again?
Well, I know. Just get it on a PC, people.
Well, that's true.
I can't. How the hell do you play an MMO on a console? Especially like
If it's an MMO designed specifically for a console?
But
maybe.
What's the example of that?
Well, there isn't one. But I'm saying
exactly.
if you were to, then yeah, but you can't take a PC MMO.
See, when you say that it's an MMO designed specifically for a console, you basically mean a dumbed down MMO.
Doesn't have to be.
Sure it does.
Okay,
there's just simply too many buttons.
I'll give you the example of not an MMO, but an RPG experience. Look at how Dragon Age came to the console. Still a pretty hardcore PC role-playing game.
Because you can pause and do things.
Well, yeah,
that is the only reason why that can work. It's because you can pause and use radial menus.
You can use radial menus in real time.
Sure, but you don't have the time to flip around a radial menu when you're raiding an Ice Crown Citadel.
Well, yeah, but you wouldn't be raiding an Ice Crown Citadel. You'd be doing it in an experience tailored for the console.
You'd be what?
You'd be playing in an experience tailored for a console. The game would have to be fundamentally different. You can't just port WoW and change the controls.
How, though? Like, who would want to play this game without raiding?
There'd be raiding, but it would just play differently, is what I'm saying.
Well, then I don't understand how differently.
I don't know either. If I did, I would have made a console MMO by now, been the first to crack the market and become a millionaire.
Well, I'm telling you, you can't do it. Console MMO is a bad idea. It's the reason why it hasn't. The reason why almost every studio, when they announce their game, like with Star Trek Online and like everything else, they're like, yeah, there's going to be a console version. It's going to be great. Then later on, they're like, oh, this isn't such a good idea. That version's been canceled. There's no reason that keeps happening.
Yeah, but again, those are all games that started as PC games with a console port plan.
You know what that was? Remember there was that one MMO that was going to be for consoles?
True
it got canceled.
Online.
Got canceled. It can't be done. Can't be done.
I just can't believe that it's still no one's trying.
Not going to happen.
But don't you find it strange that, you know, in the year of our Lord 2010, no one has thought to come out with a console-only MMO?
I guess I'm surprised no one's tried and failed instead of just, like, not trying.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. It just seems like the kind of experience that you just kind of need a keyboard for.
Okay.
Just too many buttons and too many times you need to talk. Next.
Okay. This is for Jeff Grubb. Guess what? You'll be able to import Civ 4 maps into Civ 5 using the editor.
I think Bitmob got this scoop somehow.
Yes, actually they did.
Good for us.
Yes, good job. And the final item I have, after rumors of Hulu coming to the 360, there's also rumors of Hulu coming to the PS3.
Oh, my God.
Hmm.
what are we going to do now?
Watch our TV.
Yeah.
Without cable.
Oh, no. Whatever. Hulu. I actually don't use Hulu very much. I don't watch TV very much anymore, because that's my problem.
Yeah, I don't either.
Sure you do. Next.
That's it.
Oh. All right, then quiz time. You ready? Great American Anti Gaming Quiz. I know it's probably been a while.
It has been a while.
But I'm sure you'll do fine. All right, first question. What year was the Virtual Boy released?
Didn't we do this one before?
No, actually.
Shit.
Maybe I asked this question.
That's what I'm saying, this question.
I mean, we've done 140 of these. Cut me some slack. Then you should know it.
I know. 96.
95.
God damn it.
What game did Nintendo Power call the Virtual Boy's greatest game?
Mario Tennis?
Virtual Boy Wario Land. Come on.
Oh, that's
true. You knew that was the killer app for the Virtual Boy.
Well, I knew it was, but I didn't know what Nintendo Power would say was.
So you just assume Nintendo Power is crooked?
Back then it was, yeah.
Well, the first issue of Nintendo Power was released in what year?
1989.
1988.
God damn it!
What game was featured on that first cover?
Mario.
Which?
Fuck. 1988. I don't know. Super Mario Brothers.
Super Mario Bros. 2.
God
come on.
Damn it.
88 was Super Mario Bros. 1? Are you kidding me? You're
no,
dumb.
I didn't.
Next. What Virtual Boy game had a cameo in WarioWare games?
I don't know. Is it Telro Boxer?
What? No, it's Mario Clash.
Oh.
Remember those?
Yeah.
Yeah, now you do.
Mm-hmm.
What was the last title released for the Virtual Boys? This is your bonus question. I think you've gotten.
None.
Wow. You do not know very much. We had a Virtual Boy. You should
have
gone.
I know.
Oh, okay. What was the last game released for the Virtual Boy? There's only like 20 of them ever.
I know. Oh, God. I don't know. What was the freaking space game that came out for it?
Just guess a game.
Telro Boxer?
That was a launch title. Come
okay,
on.
Okay,
we rented it with ours.
Let me think for a second.
Use a little logic here.
Was it Mario Clash?
No, it was 3D Tetris.
Damn it.
Oh, man. That's right, I remember you were trying to tell me that 3D Tetris was bundled with the Virtual Boy. And look at this, turns out it was the last game released for it. God,
yeah,
are you dumb.
Yeah, yeah.
You'd lose a point for that. You're a negative one on this quiz.
Oh, no.
God, you suck.
I'm melting.
All right, you ready now for Let's Go Topical?
Yeah.
After what I'm going to call your most pitiful performance in the quiz ever.
Yep, fucking Virtual Boy.
How much would you give, though, for to have a Virtual Boy on your desk right now?
Oh.
With, like, every game for it?
$20.
$20? I would want to try it.
I know, I just feel
I would
like,
want to
oh,
have
yeah,
it
this
here.
Thing. What happened to our old one? It's got to be in a box somewhere.
Oh, who knows. I think, like, the batteries ran out one time and we kind of gave up on it. All right. Here we go. First question, or topic, it's not really a question. That's the second one, excuse me. Sony will try to compete with the 3DS.
I would have said yes until, you know, this week. I don't think they're going to. I think they're trying to mentally prep us for the fact that they're just kind of sticking with the PSP and seeing if they could ride it out and... I actually am starting to think there may not be a PSP 2. Not as a traditional successor to the PSP. Either they'll go like a phone route or like an iPad route.
Do you think Sony might begin to kind of phase themselves out of the portable gaming business?
Yeah, like I think as a direct competitor to Nintendo, yeah, I think they're going to go more towards just a portable general multimedia device. Like I said, kind of like an iPad sort of thing.
Because a lot of us thought that we were going to see a PSP 2 at E3.
A lot of people did, yeah. Like, people were calling it. And, I was a little surprised it didn't happen. But then, like I said, you hear them talking about their 10-year plan for the PSP out of nowhere. I mean, at least with the PS3, they're up front about it.
Right.
But it's kind of bizarre to 5 years into a losing console's life cycle, as your competitor that's been trashing you releases an exciting new product, to all of a sudden announce, oh, well, you know, we're on a 10-year life cycle, and we're just hitting our stride. doesn't really instill you with a lot of confidence in the brand.
I'm kind of hoping they're saying that more so that people who do think that a new PSP is on the horizon don't just stop buying PSP and PSP games, you know? They have, as much as they invested in this brand, they have to give it at least one more iteration.
Well, they got what's-his-name now, Marcus or whatever.
Marcus?
Yeah, you didn't see this?
Right.
Okay, so Marcus is like the kid version of Kevin Butler. It's the kid from Role Models.
Right.
Yeah, only it's not as funny, because it's just a kid yelling at me.
By the way, what the heck? You were ripping on Kevin Butler last week.
No, I like Kevin Butler's shtick, but I just think people are starting to lose track of the fantasy, if you know what I mean.
What are you? You see, you're not giving people enough credit. No one's stupid. Everyone understands that Kevin Butler's a fictional character.
Yeah, but a lot of people, like, you ask them what was the best thing about Sony's press conference, and the response is Kevin Butler.
So what? That's not Kevin Butler's fault that Sony had a crappy press conference.
I'm not saying it's his fault. It's kind of Sony's fault, I think.
Well, the fact that Kevin Butler was good is not a bad thing. I think you just want to be down on Kevin Butler now.
No, I love Kevin Butler. I've been a champion of Kevin Butler since he started, okay?
Yeah, yeah. Sony's got to make a PSP, too. They got it.
They do.
Come on.
And you know, like
and
I said, it's
it'll
not,
probably have 3D now. I can tell you that.
It's one of those things. The public has not been forthcoming with saying, here's what to do to fix this system, and I will play it. Have a medium that doesn't have long load times. If you're going to make these kind of games, give me a second analog stick and throw in a touchscreen. Because, fundamentally, the PSP is not a bad system. From, like, a purely objective look. I mean, this is why we were excited for it in the first place. But the realities of it is UMD is a terrible format that should die a horrible bloody death, and that analog nub sucks. It's the most uncomfortable control input I've ever used. I can honestly say that. Like, I don't mind playing PSP games that involve the D-pad, because that's actually a nice D-pad. But as soon as I got to start using that nub for an extended period of time, forget it. Just forget it. I'm not going to bother.
I don't want to get too much into Metal Gear Peace Walker right now, but, like, trying to use that nub and trying to differentiate between, like, sneaking and running fast, it's pretty tough.
Yeah, and I think that's been a fundamental problem that system. Like, everyone's like, oh, people are just porting PS2 games to the PSP. It's not even so much that. They're designing games with a PS2/3 analog stick in mind, not with that nub in mind. And they try to use it like it's a DualShock analog stick. It's not.
I have to say, though, the 3DS's nub is pretty nice.
Yeah, that's what everyone says.
It's you know, works much better. I don't... It's hard to say what's wrong with the PSP anymore. But, like, what would they do for the next one? Because, obviously, everyone hates the UMD. And digital distribution didn't really work all that great. So, what?
Go to, like,
cartridges?
The 3DS cartridges are 2 gigabytes. UMDs are 1.5.
Either there you go.
You could go with the 2-gig cartridge. You could probably even come up with a 4-gig cartridge.
Yeah.
Especially if it is a product that's a year or two away. It's doable.
Yeah. It's true. All right. Next. First-person shooters are beginning to wear on you.
Yeah. There were so many of them at E3.
There were a lot of them, and a lot of them just looked exactly like each other.
Yeah, it goes into the thing I've said a few times now. There's just too many games coming out that I can't possibly play them all. And if 4 first-person shooters come out in a month in addition to everything else going on, you'll be lucky if I play even one of them. And again, I'm going to play the one that's a 9 or a 10. If your first-person shooter gets an 8, frankly, I don't have time for it.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Like, just looking at, like, Medal of Honor, for instance, I don't know who could be excited about that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what could you possibly see in there and be like, oh, yes, finally, they're doing this in a first-person shooter. And like, even, I saw, like, Crysis 2. Even that wasn't that, like, impressive anymore. Like, I'm used to good-looking first-person shooters, you know? It's like, mm-hmm. You know, whatever. There it is. There is a little bit of a fatigue going on. I'm not saying they're going to stop selling well all of a sudden.
No, I mean, obviously it's a popular genre. But again, it's like trying to make a competing modern military first-person shooter right now to go up against Call of Duty and to a lesser extent Battlefield, it's like all these people who are trying to make fantasy MMOs going up against WoW. It's not going to happen. Everyone already has their fantasy MMO. just like everyone already has a military modern-day first-person shooter that they're playing online.
Like, and what do you think Respawn's going to be making?
If they're smart, sci-fi.
Oh, they're making a military shooter like you wouldn't believe.
That's what I'm afraid of. And yeah, you're probably right. But I'd love it. Even if, not even like Halo sci-fi. I mean like something like the year 2025 sci-fi would be kind of cool. Like a Minority Report sort of setting. That would
right,
be cool
yeah.
to see. But yeah, you're probably right. They probably are doing a modern military shooter.
Ugh. Yeah, it's... I never took very much time out of everything I saw. I don't think I ever went out of my way to play very many first-person shooters. Some third-person shooters look pretty good. I'll tell you what, Dead Space 2 is going to be pretty special.
You keep raving about it.
It looked pretty... I think it might do for Dead Space what Uncharted 2 did for Uncharted.
That's saying a lot.
Yeah, so that was impressive looking. All right, next one. Microsoft had the worst showing of the big three at E3.
Probably. I didn't think Sony's was particularly great either. Sony's was safe and predictable with very few surprises, which is why that didn't get me going. But like I said, it was safe and predictable, which means it was at least good. Microsoft's, the beginning was very safe and predictable. You know, Gears, Fable, Call of Duty, Halo. We all know about those games. We all know they're coming. We all know where they're going to be fine games. They had a chance to really impress with Kinect. What they showed for Kinect was fine, but they failed to just come out with the one thing that would have just blown people away. You know what I mean? Even, like, you look at, like, Sorcery for the Move. Even that's not a huge deal, but at least that had people talking about, now this is a cool application of Move in a game I want to play. And they didn't have that for Kinect. I mean, the closest thing you got to anything like that was Forza, which was just really no different than what they did with Burnout for just a demonstration last year, just to a different game. They really needed that one game that presented a unique experience that you could only do with Kinect.
Can we finally say that Milo is bullshit?
Oh, they're still working on it. They said so.
Oh, come on. So after a year from what they had last year, where they had Milo already having personal fucking conversations with you and taking your drawings, they didn't have anything this year that they really wanted to show. They didn't make very much progress this year on Milo. Yeah, fucking right. Milo was bullshit through and through. They probably can't even do anything remotely like that. Whatever. God damn it, I hate
Milo. Don't
you
remember C-Man?
C-Man didn't work very well.
Yeah, it did.
Oh, shut up, C-Man. God damn. Okay, look, here's Microsoft's problem. Microsoft tried to get everyone buzzing with Kinect. They were the first press conference. They showed Kinect. Everyone kind of, you know, it was what it was. It didn't look any better than we were expecting. Maybe a little worse. I don't know. They certainly didn't have very many exciting-looking games for it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they do that. Then immediately we had the 3DS, and everyone just buzzes about that anyways, and Microsoft is forgotten.
Mm-hmm.
And even just, like, the way the booth layout is, in the one hall was Nintendo and Sony, and in the other hall was Microsoft. So it was sort of very easy to kind of be in the one hall and just kind of forget that Microsoft existed at E3, if you know what I mean. So I definitely think that if anyone was a loser at E3, it was Microsoft. Mm-hmm. And usually they've done pretty well at the show, but, I mean, even their big AAA games, and not to say, you know, everyone else doesn't have sequelitis, but Fable 3... Halo Reach, which is basically Halo 4, Gears of War 3, Call of Duty 7, whatever, you know?
But then the thing is, you look at people like our brother Chris, who was like, oh my god, Gears 3 just blew me away. I had no idea it was going to be that sweet looking. And you're like, oh, I guess people go for this, okay.
But see, like, yeah,
and
then,
again, that's
on the
fine.
Floor.
If that's your thing, that's great.
I guess. I don't know. Just not much Microsoft is doing. Not that... See, some of the stuff Sony was doing was pretty cool. I mean, like, Little Big Planet 2 was just really interesting. I just love the way... I don't know, the platforming feels better. It's not as floaty. You have that whip now, like that grappling hook thing.
But again, I mean, yeah, I'm excited for the game too, but it's Little Big Planet bigger and better. It's nothing too...
It's a lot better.
No, that's fine.
Oh, come on. You can make... Oh, that's a pretty big leap for me, the fact that you can... make, like, any genre you want within it. That's pretty cool. Twisted Metal, by the way, also looked awesome. That, I don't know, just a lot more, personally, at Sony's booth was getting me excited. And it wasn't Move, because I couldn't, I played Move a little bit, it's Wii Motion Plus, whatever.
Right.
I didn't even play Kinect, just because anytime I saw someone playing Kinect, it just looked very unappealing and unresponsive to me, and, you know, time was kind of at a premium. I almost wish, like, I did play, just so I could dismiss it more fairly, but, you know what I mean? But as it is, it's just whatever, Kinect. So, I don't know. Clearly Nintendo won, right?
Yeah.
We all think that. Okay, that's fine. Speaking of Nintendo, Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword doesn't have the buzz that past Zelda games had.
There's two things that are killing it from a buzz perspective. A, that live demo was terrible. You didn't see it, and apparently the game itself is actually fine, as I figured it was as I was watching it, but still, it was just atrocious. Because the combination of Miyamoto's got to be up there with the translator. It's already clunky as it is. It was way too long. My God, it felt like it took half an hour to get through that live demo. And honestly, everything he did in that live demo was shown just as well in the trailer. Like, it just kind of felt like, what was the point of all of this? And then to not have it work at all was just kind of, you know, the straw that broke the camel's back. I mean, it took him 20 tries with a slingshot to kill a spider. And you're just like, ugh. And the funny thing is, too, like, it was very clear what it was. It was just, you know, interference from all the wireless devices in the room. But they, like, it seemed like it took them a while to figure that out, and they weren't really addressing it, for a little while. So, they handled it poorly, I guess, too, you know? It's like if you watch a play and an actor screws up a line, instead of watching him just kind of go with it, it's like he stops the show and is like, oh, God, that's not the right line. What do I do? What do I do? Yeah.
Yeah, just see, weird to me, because, you know, there was a long line for it and everything, but just, like, from everyone I talked to, like, all my journalist friends, if you would, just no one seemed very excited. Well, and people, a lot of people were just downright dismissive of it.
Here's the other thing, too. People had been saying, even before this game was announced, they're getting a little tired of the Ocarina of Time formula. You know, I mean, Wind Waker's a great game. I like Twilight Princess fine. They're the same game as Ocarina of Time, just, you know, slightly updated. And people are saying, you know, it's time for something new. Ocarina of Time kept the heart and soul of Link to the Past, but then, you know, evolved it. And nothing like that's really happened yet. And Nintendo's kind of trying to say, oh, no, we're actually doing some very different things with this game. If that's the case, they did a very poor job of demonstrating what exactly that is. And having the Wii Motion Plus doesn't really count. Yes, it's cool that, like, you have to attack enemies from a certain direction, but that's...
But that is kind of cool. Didn't you love, and I mean loved, the Wii Sports Resort sort
of
thing?
Oh, yeah, I did.
And this is basically that, as a fleshed-out game.
Don't get me wrong. I'm talking purely from the perspective of public buzz. I am excited for this game, and I think that is going to be cool. But, I mean, at the same time, just trying to kind of play devil's advocate here, I guess, is that any different than just having a vertical attack button and a horizontal attack button? Not really.
Then why do people want a lightsaber game to swing around so much? How would that be any different than swinging a button?
Because
it's more than just vertical and horizontal.
I know.
I don't know. I kind of thought it was neat. And I'm not saying that, you know, everyone should have, you know, bowed down and worshipped it and called it Game of the Show or whatever, but...
But see, that's what Zelda has traditionally done.
It's not our fault if we may put it on too high of a pedestal.
True.
And I will say this, I'm more excited to play another Zelda game than another, you know, kind of angry first-person shooter. If that makes any sense. But, you know, I guess I kind of understand what's going on. Like, I was very dismissive of Spirit Tracks just because that felt too much like I've done this before.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe that formula will... But you say you don't want these games to play like Ocarina of Time anymore. But what you really have a problem with is the Zelda formula in general, which existed long before Ocarina of Time. Just the whole kind of go into the dungeon, get the item, and kind of use that item in the dungeon thing.
See, I don't even think
that's... And it's hard to get over that.
I don't even think that's my hang-up, because, I mean...
Then what's the hang-up, exactly? It's got to... I think
it's hard... It might actually be Z-targeting.
Z-targeting?
I think, like, I'm trying to figure it out. Like, because I don't think the structure of going through a dungeon, finding an item, and using it is not that bad. They could freshen it up, like maybe this item now combines with other items you already have in an interesting way, which they don't really try. But the actual gameplay, the activity of there's an enemy, I need to kill it, is the same from game to game to game.
What's the alternative? If you make it more of an action game, then all of a sudden it's a God of War clone. Everyone's going to complain about that.
I don't know what the solution is.
I think Zelda is more or less fine. I think it looks to me like they did enough here to make this different. I think they've done enough here to justify its existence.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe it's another Zelda.
Awesome. I'll give it that for sure.
That's cool. I don't think it's Wind Waker good, but it's definitely cool. I think when you play it, you'll be impressed.
Okay.
Maybe that's just me. I don't know. I just think people are being a little... Some people now just are being a little too dismissive of it. All right, next. AJ. I don't know why I said AJ. You're the only one here.
Yes.
Nintendo will eventually be the first to announce the first next-gen console.
I think they're always going to have to, just from a technology standpoint where they are with the Wii. Especially if, let's just suppose for a second, that Kinect and Move do gain some traction. And they do just kind of become Wii HD. That could hurt Nintendo a little bit. Like, aside from the Nintendo first-party games, Nintendo makes their bread and butter on very popular casual game collections, things like Carnival Sports and
Carnival Games.
Or Carnival Games, yeah. And even like Just Dance. The other thing is fitness games are a big deal on the Wii right now. But if Yourself Fitness and... Harmonix's dance game, the Dance Central. If those gain traction, and people then switch to that, that can actually hurt Nintendo quite a bit. And they might need a combination of a new platform with at least equatable graphics and some sort of maybe further enhanced input mechanism to compete with it. Also,
do you think the next Wii will just be Wii HD?
Well, here's the other thing, too. By their own admission, they're way behind on the curve in online play. And it's not something that you can patch into the Wii. They really need a new console that's really going to be a true online system on par with 360 and PS3. I hope the 3DS also does that if they're smart. They're also just going to continue being behind.
I really think that's something that the next Nintendo console can't mess up again is online. That even more so than the graphics, that was what they dropped the ball to
mm-hmm.
me.
And they try to make it sound like they were being all cutting edge with things like Wii Connect 24 and everything, which ultimately were meaningless. They don't do anything. No one uses them. I mean, the greatest online feature of the Wii is that if I play Tiger Woods, it reflects the real-world weather, which, big deal.
Right. Yeah, no, I know what you mean. They probably will be first. Even though, like, as crazy as it sounds, because they're doing so much better. They have the most to lose by not moving first.
Yeah.
All right, AJ, despite our feelings about them, I should say my feelings, because I think you're high on them for whatever reason, Move and Kinect will be financial successes.
Financial? You mean like they'll be profitable for Sony and Microsoft?
Yes.
Well, A, I would say it depends on their manufacturing costs. If they're selling these things for a profit, then probably.
Let's just say to a point where they will keep using them.
Yeah.
Like, they will be in existence 2 years from now still.
As long as they have the software to support it, so they can also sell the software, then yeah. They can't be like Nintendo in the regard of which, you know, the perception may or not be true, where people are going to buy a PlayStation Move with the sports package and nothing else and just play that. If that happens, they're effed. But if they can keep a good stream of software that uses the Move in good ways that people keep buying, same thing with Microsoft and the Kinect, then they'll be fine. But they can't just tap into that casual crowd that's going to buy one or two games and never anymore.
But see, that casual crowd has already bought one or two games. And it's on the Wii.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. They need to do something to attract those people with something that's new and exciting and keep being new and exciting. Because, you know, I mean, Just Dance is popular because that hadn't been done yet on the Wii. But do you really think the people who have Just Dance 1... are going to flock out to buy Just Dance 2. To an extent, they will, just as people went from Wii Fit to Wii Fit Plus. But for a lot of people, just what they have is fine.
It's so hard to say with these things. I just don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I will say that I think Microsoft does a lot more riding on theirs than
Sony
does.
I mean, here's just the thing I say to anyone who tries to make any prediction about how these things are going to do. what were we all saying about the Wii when we first saw it? We thought it was doomed to failure. Whoops, mm-hmm. We were wrong. Right. So that's what I just say. Like, anything you hear anyone say about how any of this is going to do, you have to take with a big old grain of salt.
Right, it's hard to predict these things. All right, I guess that's it for Let's Go Topical.
No, that was good. I enjoyed that.
Oh, well, geez, thank you. Is there anything you want to ask me about E3, I guess?
Well, I don't know. You didn't. I tried not to to speak for you at all last week. So I guess really I should be asking you, what do you really want to talk about that you got to saw?
It's hard to say. Obviously, the 3DS was the coolest thing.
Right.
By far. Far and away, that was the thing that everybody was buzzing about at the show. And, you know, just kind of going to see that. Like, the first, when you're in line, like, the girls that had it strapped onto their shoulder, I mean, their hips, like, would come up to you and let you see it. And, like, the first thing I got to see was, like, it was basically a trailer montage of kind of just screenshots of different, like, what, like, could be 3DS games. Like, there was a picture of Zelda, I mean, you know, Link with, like, fire around him. You could kind of move the camera around. Mm-hmm. And, like, you know, there's Mario on Yoshi from, like, you know, basically it was Mario Galaxy 2 and stuff like that. And it just looked awesome. It is such a clean and crisp 3D. And just coming from that screen, it is just so good looking. And, yeah, you know, just by the technology, you can't, you know, tilt the screen 45 angles or whatever and look at it from the side. You have to look at it dead on, but...
Do you feel like that's going to be at odds with the fact that the system does have an accelerometer in it? Like, how can you do a motion-controlled game in 3D on that? Or do you think the two will be mutual exclusive?
You know, I played a motion-controlled game in 3D, and for some reason, that issue didn't happen with me. I never really thought about while I was playing it. Just because... Well, see, that game was very important, though, that I kept looking at the 3DS. But, no, I mean, I know what you're coming from. I don't think that accelerometer is going to be all that important in the grand scheme of things. That almost seems to be more there for stuff you can do with the camera and that kind of thing, if that makes any sense. So, I mean, I don't know. Obviously, I think they put that there just because there's some things you can do with it, but that doesn't seem as important as the 3D itself.
Okay. What about Castlevania Lords of Shadow?
Some people were down on Castlevania, specifically Jasmine from Bitmob. And I can understand, she's an old school gal, that Jasmine. But I kind of liked Lords of Shadow, and yes, it's a God of War clone, but I said this, it's a very pretty God of War clone. Mm-hmm. And if any game has, you know what, God of War clone, that pretty much just means third-person action game to me, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Like, what's a God of War clone?
That.
Right, yes, what's a God of War clone? What, you attack things with a weapon? I don't really get that. Like, God of War as opposed to what other kind of action game. But, you know, whatever. So, you know, that's what Castlevania... And, you know, that's what Castlevania was before it kind of got Symphony of the Night-y. I think if you only ever liked Symphony of the Night, then, you know, that's what your idea of Castlevania was, with everything being very kind of sort of Japanese gothic, then sure, you might not go for this. I thought it was a very crisp-looking game, very polished-looking game. I think it's going to be cool.
What about, played Donkey Kong Country Returns.
Yes, that was actually very hard.
I know, that's what everyone's saying. I'm kind of actually excited by that.
It's really cool. Some of the motion control stuff needs refining because, like, to do, like, a ground pound, you kind of, like, drum the Wii remote. But the problem is, like, it's hard to know how long you need to do it for to ground pound once or twice. And you need, like, ground pound to flip enemies, so a lot of times you'll flip them over twice when you don't need to.
That's lame.
Yeah, so hopefully they'll fix that.
It seems like the quick fix is just take out the ability. Like, why would you want to flip them back on their feet? Just
right, that's what I think. Out. Yeah, that's what I felt
did you,
like.
Is it? Do you play with or without the nunchuck?
With nunchuck.
With, okay. That's good.
Yep. Assassin's Creed Brotherhood. I was giving that game some crap on this show. I have to apologize because that was actually a pretty cool concept.
I told you.
That whole multiplayer mode.
Told you.
My only problem with it so far is, like, the whole point of it is that, you know, you're looking for somebody. Like, it's like you'll be in, like, a six-player match. And you'll have someone to kill, and someone will be trying to kill you. You kind of pick your like, skin, if you will. And the whole point is that the whole map will be littered with other people in that skin. Like, just computer players, you know? Mm-hmm. AI. So that the idea is that you kind of have to blend in with the AI. And you kind of have a compass that will show you where this person is to an extent. And then it will, like, be like, okay, they're within your sight, now go find them. I feel like the compass right now gets you too close.
Here's the thing, though. Does the nature of how that works kind of discourage you from doing all the cool Assassin's Creed platforming?
You just need to be kind of stealthy about it. But yeah, in a way it does. But I mean, that's kind of the point, is yeah, to sort of be reserved about it.
Okay.
And I'm sure there's other gameplay modes that are probably just more, you know,
deathmatch. I'm sure
there's
even like races or something.
Right, you know, deathmatch, you'll kill people, and you can go jump around whatever you want. Mm-hmm. But all in all, I thought that looked really good. I told you Dead Space 2 looked good.
Oh, you should talk about the Gran Turismo setup you got.
Oh, it was cool, because, yeah, it was funny, because I was in the line for the PlayStation Move, and I did move once, and I played this really lame, like, I must have played the worst Move game that possibly exists. It's called Kung Fu Rider. And you're, like, in a shopping cart, and you, like, have to, like, literally jerk around the PlayStation Move controller to, like, move. Yeah, move, huh? But, yeah, so I was, like, so I just, like, got back in the line. I'm, like, okay, that's not going to be my only experience of Move. And Shu actually saw me in line. He's, like, hey, just come with me. I'm about to do my tour. So, basically, and, like, the way PlayStation's booth was set up, they had, like, a second floor where the press would go for stuff. So that was cool. So I got to go up there. And, like, every demo kind of had one of the creators of the game buy it, you know. Mm-hmm. But the setup they had for Gran Turismo 5 there, it was like an arcade kind of setup where you're in the chair with the racing wheel and the gas and brake pedals and stuff. Plus, it was in 3D.
And did it also have head tracking, too, did I hear people saying?
If it did, I was not aware.
Okay.
Which I regret. But it just, the way the 3D with kind of, like, the dash view, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, it was like there's a window you're supposed to be looking out of beyond your wheel. That looked really cool. Like, anyone who's a skeptic of 3D needs to try that. And I know it's a very expensive scenario. Maybe I will never, ever get to play Gran Turismo like that again. But just
probably,
for that moment, yeah, it was really cool. Epic Mickey was, of course, awesome. I got to do my round table with War Inspector, which was fun.
Just so kinda jealous.
Yeah, that was neat. I do, you know, and I hate to be that guy, but I do kind of wish it looked better. But, you know, it is what it is. Maybe it'll be refined. Like, and then, you know, I kind of hate the whole, well, it's a Wii game excuse, because to me, I wonder why Mario Galaxy looks so much better than other Wii games.
I know.
It still kind of bothers me, but okay, whatever. Fable 3? I'm kind of going through my list now of every game I saw. Just thought maybe this is kind of getting tedious. I played Fable 3, and I was kind of just confused, because I've been hearing a lot of things about Fable 3, and, you know, I know not to believe everything that Pierre Molyneux says, but what I played was pretty much just Fable 2. I mean, I was in a cave, there were shadow creatures, and I had to swing a sword at them, or shoot them with my gun, or cast a spell, and, you know, at one point I had to, like, the one new mechanic was I was able to drag a person around. Didn't enthrall me. I there was, like, a different demo station where, like, it was more about the walking around the town doing the social interaction stuff. Maybe that was more interesting, and I missed out on that. But just what I tried, I don't know. Kirby's Epic Yarn is beautiful looking. I think everyone's been with buzz aplenty about that. It was very easy, though, so.
Yeah, that's what it says.
Mm-hmm. Talked about Zelda. You know, I liked it. Marvel vs. Capcom 3 Fate of Two Worlds is probably my favorite game I played.
Yay.
It's not probably all that surprising, because, you know, I like Marvel vs. Capcom so much. It was cool, because it was set up, like, Capcom had it set up with, like, arcade sticks. And the way it was set up at their booth, like, everyone was just treating it like it was, like, an arcade. You know, loser leaves and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Except for the one guy who wore a THQ shirt. So I'm assuming he worked for THQ. And I played him, and I beat him. And then the guy behind me is like, hey, man, can I play now? And the guy, like, looks at this kid and was like, I just got here.
It's like, dude, that's not how it works.
I know. I was just like, here, you can take my spot. But that game was cool. I loved my favorite thing, bizarrely, was just, like, when one character switches out for the other, they kind of scream their name. It's like when Deadpool switched out for Iron Man. He was like, Iron Man! I love it when these people scream in these games. I don't know why. You know that's my thing.
It was even just like hearing Jack Skellington shout to Donald Duck in Kingdom
Hearts.
It's always that fun thing about crossovers. Just seeing these. It's not enough to just have these characters sharing the screen together, but for them to actually sort of interact with each other,
right,
always makes
and that
it
was
fun.
Maybe that was like the one problem with Marvel's Capcom 2 as a crossover was that because these games, like all these characters, were just kind of pulled from different games for the most part.
Yeah, it didn't. It wasn't very cohesive.
Right, and now it is.
Cool.
NBA Jam was a really good looking.
I can't wait for that game.
That was actually a lot of fun. It was cool. Like, the motion controls work surprisingly well, because, like, you kind of fling the Wii Remote up to, like, jump for your dunk, and then you bring it down when you're at the basket. It's very satisfying, actually.
Cool.
Pirates of the Caribbean, Armada of the Damned, which is, it's kind of a Fable clone, but it's kind of sweet like that. And I don't want to say I don't like Fable games from poo-pooing on Fable 3 earlier. The difference is that Fable 3 kind of, you know, promises a lot, whereas Pirates of the Caribbean, I have very low expectations. Red Faction Armageddon, like, to see the game, you had to, like, kind of wait outside this little theater. There was actually a lot of setups like that, where you went inside a little theater, and, like, the guys would, like, someone would be there to kind of play the game for you. Which was really, you get just about as much out of that as demoing the game yourself, for the most part, anyways. Because sometimes you can even see a little bit more, because you don't have to worry so much about trying to figure everything out.
Right.
But that game just looks cool. You played, Red Faction Guerrilla, right?
Yeah.
The one really neat thing was there's this gun he showed off where, like, you could shoot one thing, like, say, a giant boulder, and then shoot the second thing in, like a building, and then the boulder would just go flying at the
building. Yeah, it's like the magnet gun, I think, is what it is.
Right. And it was just really cool, especially with all the destructive environment possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
We got to see Tron Evolution. I saw it in 3D. The guy who was, like, making it was showing us that as part of our Disney booth tour. It's kind of like a Prince of Persia sort of thing.
That's cool to me. That's actually a really good idea.
It looks really neat, actually. So that has been... Twisted Metal was a lot of fun to play. I thought that was really cool. It's just very... Just immediately reminded me of Twisted Metal 2, which is, of course, the best game in the series.
Yes.
The last one I want to talk about is WWE All-Stars, which is like a wrestling game, but it's like NBA Jam over the top. You do a back suplex and you jump 50 feet in the air and do a backflip. The character models are just ridiculously overly muscular. It was just very silly.
That's cool.
But
surprised it took them this long to think to do that.
They kind of did that with that Legends of Wrestling game, but this is even like more just batshit crazy insane, which was cool. But you know, I was very excited to go. I loved the bigness of it. I know some people poo-poo the bigness and say, why is this so big? It's unnecessary. There's too many people here. Don't belong here. And while some of that is certainly true, it's just fun. I don't know. I like the spectacle of it. Any other questions you have?
No, I think you covered it.
Pretty good. All right, then. Our Week in Gaming. What have you been playing, then? You say you played something. I don't believe
it. I did play the Cracktown 2 demo.
Is it as underwhelming as I'm fearing it might be?
It was Crackdown, really.
Like, but was there a mission structure now?
I didn't really get into that much. I was just kind of fucking around because you get the half hour time. I mean, I just immediately just started collecting agility orbs.
See, that's what worries me is like I heard that like, and the guy was like, I think Shu actually was interviewing the guy who made Crackdown 2. And he was like, and there's actual mission structure now as opposed to just hunting down, you know, individual targets, right? He's like, yeah, that was dumb in the other game. I'm paraphrasing here, but that's like what the other guy said. That was mad. Because that's why Crackdown 1 was awesome. But, I don't know, tell me more.
I don't like it. I mean, like I said, I just played it for a 1.5-hour session collecting agility orbs. I mean, it's Crackdown. I got that right.
I don't know why I'm not... I just... Very nervous.
One dumb thing the demo does is the area it starts you in is like the least interesting area they could have picked. It's like the docks, so it's just a bunch of crates.
Oh, so there's no buildings to jump on.
There are. You just have to go find them. Where they you, it's just crates. Like you could have just picked a better starting point. I feel because it immediately feels just kind of boring and basic.
Right.
Also, the thing is too, I think people have gotten so used to playing the original Crackdown with like their maxed out characters and like leaping 50 feet in the air. So when you're stuck at just jumping, like, you know, level one, like, 6 feet or whatever it is, it's not fun. You just want to be like, can I just turn it on? Let me jump real high.
Yeah, they probably should have starred you a little higher. It should have been aware of that.
It's like the first demo. It does have the accelerated curve,
right,
too.
It's
like, I got to, like, level, like, 5 or 4 or 6 or something like that. But, it's Crackdown. I'm sure people will like it. I enjoyed it. I'll probably end up getting the game. I also played the demo for Risk Factions. You see much about this?
That's a game that looks like it was drawn by Penny Arcade.
Yeah, they very clearly were aping that style.
Right.
It's nice.
I hope so.
Yeah, the game itself, you know, it's a very good, you know, representation of Risk. They have, like, the factions campaign, which is, like, there's a story to it that's really goofy. There's only one mission, so I don't really know if the different factions have some difference in playstyle to them. That you don't really get into that in the demo, at least. But there's also the option to just play, like, classic Risk, which is nice, too. I liked it. It was good. Pretty fun. There's an iPad game I wanted to talk about. Oh, yeah. No,
your guy, what was that for a little bit there?
I don't know.
I was going to just let you drown there. Like, yeah, it was good. It was fun. Please ask me more about Risk. No, I won't.
I know.
I got no questions for you about Risk.
There was an iPhone game I wanted to talk about. It was even better. It's an Android game.
Oh, goddamn. Yeah, you don't even get to play iPhone games anymore. Oh, you can get them on your iPad.
Yeah, that's right. What is this called? KO Boxing 2? It's basically Punch-Out for the Android.
That's fantastic.
I enjoyed it.
That's great. You done?
Yeah, did you play anything else?
Well, I got Peace Walker.
Oh, how's
Metal
that?
Metal Gear Solid Peace Walker.
Ah, yes.
It's cool. I mean, I knew... I really like the way they handled the controls. It works better than Portable Ops did, where they kind of just, like, use the face buttons as the camera, and they went ahead, like, down on the D-pad is, like, your crouch button, and up on the D-pad is your action button. So it actually works pretty well, the way it's done. The structure, it's kind of like, it has, like, this mission setup thing to kind of accommodate for the whole, well, you know, you can get multiplayer in so your friends can help you sometimes, which I can kind of see what they're doing, but I kind of almost just wish to just play more, like, linear. But I'm not too far into it yet. But, you know, definitely feels very much like Snake Eater or something. So,
right.
I like that. And it has these very nice-looking kind of comic book-style cutscenes that Portable Ops actually had, too. So, I like it. It's Metal Gear. Besides that, though, I've been playing more Mario and...
Yeah.
Just, you know, typical. I really wanted to play WoW today for some reason. I think I'm over it, though.
That's good.
Just like a second, I'm like, I want to play WoW. Really bad. But I'm okay now. All right.
Oh, wait, hang on.
What?
I forgot. I got Blur.
I thought you had Blur.
No, I had Split Second.
Ugh. All right, tell me about Blur. I will not be eating peanut brittle as you do so.
Not much more to talk about that I didn't say with the beta. I was playing with Pete. I was level 1, I beat a guy who was level 48. I felt pretty special.
You're really cool.
Yeah, pretty much. It's Blur, it's great, I like it. If you act fast, you have till Saturday to get the game for $20. Possibly 10 from Best Buy. Because they have it on sale for 40, and then there's that $20 manufacturer's coupon that's going around you can get. And then Best Buy has their own $10 coupon, but the store I went to wouldn't let me use both coupons. But some people are saying they've been able to.
Did you have any connection issues with the game?
There was some lag. Like, there's one guy in the race who was, like, bouncing all over the screen like an idiot and everything like that. But nothing game-breaking or anything like that.
All right. You ready to do the releases then?
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
I have Nintendo DLC. For WiiWare, Art Style Rotozoa, I guess? Then we have The Tales of Bearsworth Manor, Chaotic Conflicts. And The Tales of Bearsworth Manor Puzzling Pages. These are both games from Square Enix. I don't know what these are.
Not too important.
DSiWare has Spin 6, Puffins, Let's Fish, Mega Words, Super Swap, and Legendary Wars T-Rex Rumble.
I have to say something.
Yes.
I think we might have to stop doing this.
Yeah.
These games aren't real games anymore. What happened?
I know.
This used to be very real games. What the hell did you just say? What was that last one?
Legendary Wars T-Rex Rumble from Interplay.
What?
Being sold for $8 on the DSi.
You know what I like to call it? The Last Straw. T-Rex Rumble? Yeah. We're done.
So you want me to filter these and just pick the ones that matter?
What matters? If there's, like, a big thing, we'll
know.
Yeah,
like Mega Man 10 coming
out. If Mega Man 10 comes out, we'll tell you. I don't think anyone's going to weep the end of this. I don't, you know. I guess we can still do the... If you feel bad, you can be in charge of talking about the retail releases from now on.
Yay.
If you feel like I'm dipping you out of a segment. So, okay. now that I cut you off and made you stop, let me do the retail releases.
Oh, we're not even finishing this one?
No. Unless, look, is there something very important there?
Not really.
No, I didn't think so. I'm glad I canceled that mid-segment. Like, nope. Not, we're done with that one. We're going to do that's the beginning, too.
Well, because we have such a fond memory of that segment from the very first show when we found that TurboGrafx game.
Oh, yeah, that was, like, our first joke. Well, we used to, like, kind of be more into that.
Yeah.
Well, that was when, like, that was when Virtual Console was still brand new and kind of awesome. And,
yeah.
You know, this, it used to have a purpose. You know, I'm not going to speak too illy of that segment. Illy. Whatever. You know, there was a time when, you know, these games, there's always a cool game on Xbox Live Arcade and, not anymore. We're done. It's over. It's shovelware.
Oh, no.
That's what this has become.
Well, it is true.
Here's the retail releases. Transformers War for Cybertron for PC, 360, and PS3. Apparently, this isn't too bad.
No, like I said, I played through a whole level at Best Buy, and I rather enjoyed it.
Yeah.
If you go to the bottom of the list, too, Transformers War for Cybertron Autobots is out on DS.
Hmm.
I presume there's a Decepticons one, too, but... Oh, there it is.
There it is. I like how the Wii version is just called Transformers Cybertron Adventures.
Oh, really?
Like, it has, like, a slightly friendlier, like, no war in this one.
Yeah.
Naughty Bear for PS3 and 360. I still don't really know what this is.
I have no idea.
Wipeout the Game for DS and Wii. You know, that's a popular show on ABC, I guess.
Hmm.
I mean, not too popular. Puzzle Quest 2 on DS. What, only DS?
It comes out on Live Arcade next week, and the iPhone version, I think, is coming sometime in July. See, here, this is what I was saying last week, though. That's going to come out on iPhone, and I'm going to want to get it on my iPad, and I'll, like, end up paying, like, $9 for it. And then, like, 2 months later, they're going to release, like, the iPad version for $15.
Right.
I know they're going to do it, and I'm still going to fall for it.
You shouldn't do it, then. Yeah. Same with Max, The Devil's Playhouse, Episode 3. They stole Max's brain. And that'll do it. There it is again. Legendary Wars, T-Rex Rumble. What the hell is that?
I don't know.
Besides The Last Straw.
It could be the best game ever, for all we know.
Well, too bad. I'm dismissing it. Like this, with 15 days. This game is about a political group of activists that steal from the rich and give back to the poor. So is it Robin Hood? Could you call his merry band of merry men political activists?
Isn't saying a political group of activists redundant, too? Can't you just say it's about political activists?
It's a political group of non-activists.
Oh, yeah, aren't all activists, like, could it be just a group of political activists? It's a political group.
I have no idea what 15 days is about.
There's not even a box art shot.
No. You know, this, it may as well be, like, a picture of, you know, fucking Robin Hood around there.
Oh, yes, some bow and arrow. It kind of looks like, if they released Siberia 2 years ago. And didn't try as hard.
So, it looks like if they released Siberia 10 years ago. So it looks like Siberia is what you're saying.
Pretty much, yeah, except in a weird setting. It's like sort of
modern
day.
Is it Sherwood Forest?
No, it's like modern day, but it's like, I don't know, it just looks strange.
I finally watched that, like, CG trailer for Deus Ex 3.
Oh, I did too. That was pretty
cool.
Sweet.
Although, I guess for some reason I was thinking that was CJ, whatever, in the thing, but I guess it's a different character.
Yeah.
Because it's a prequel. Cool. Alright, I think we're all done here. So thanks for listening to the Exploding Barrel Podcast, everyone. You can find more of us at explodingbarrel.wordpress.com or at squadronsharing.com. You can also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/explodingbarrel.
So what are you going to do when I'm gone?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you're leaving now for 3 weeks, God, because you're going to Canada for something, another motorcycle adventure trip.
Yep.
In which you will not be riding a motorcycle, but just following the people who are and filming them.
Where do you see the shoulder mount strap things we got in today? I look like an idiot with this thing on, but it works really well.
Wait till I see it indeed. So, I guess I'm you're kind of tagging me in, you're tagging out.
Yeah.
It's a transistor show. That sucks. But I'll find people, it'll be exciting. I'll get Fixer on here, that's gonna be great. Fixer's gonna come back, it's gonna be awesome. Alright everyone, thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. It's been real fun. Thank you.